Free Podcast
无限播客。What is your next stop, college graduates?
大学生，你的下一站是哪？
Clip 1. In China.
A report by the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences predicts a quarter of China's college graduates will have difficulty finding a job this year. So what has been done to create more employment, and how will the government react to the struggling job markets?
In a recent visit to a local university in Beijing, Premier Wen Jiabao comforted students with news that the government is giving top priority to college graduate employment in its work agenda. Premier Wen Jiabao reveals the government will try to create 9 million jobs this year, based on an 8% GDP growth. The new job opportunities will also cover laid-off and migrant workers. To help college graduates find jobs, the Ministry of Education has planned 13 online job fairs in cooperation with 10 other ministries from now through June. It will also recruit 30,000 college students as rural teachers this year, a figure nearly equal to the total of 2006 and 2007. The government started encouraging graduates in 2005 to work in villages in 28 provinces and regions to improve and strengthen rural administration, as well as create more jobs for graduates. By the end of October last year, 78,000 college graduates were appointed as village officials in these provinces and regions, almost four times the target of 20,000. The financial crisis has also made government jobs an unexpected favorite among graduates. A total of 775,000 people applied for the national examination to qualify as civil servants. It's the highest number since 1994 and 130,000 more than last year. But less than 2% will be successful. Clip 2. In the United States.
For college students who are getting ready to leave their books and exams behind, the economic situation in the United States is worrisome.
I think everybody is a little nervous.
Laura Henry is a student at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. She graduates in a few months. Like many of her peers, she is applying to graduate school.
When you graduate, you're nervous to go into the real world anyway.
Henry says she always planned to continue in school rather than applying for a full-time job. Marva Gumbs Jennings is executive director of the George Washington University Career Center. She says more students are choosing this option now.
Typically, in non-recession times, about a quarter of our class, undergraduate class, goes off to graduate school. We anticipate this year it's going to be a little bit higher.
But Jennings is encouraging those who want to find jobs to stay positive.
While we hear that some companies are laying off, maybe at the mid-manager, top manager, higher salary level, they're still hiring entry-level opportunities.
Nearby, Georgetown University is known for funneling students to the Foreign Service. But some graduate business students gravitate to New York, the country's commercial capital. For those aspiring to Wall Street, finding an entry-level position could be difficult. Jeanette Frett is an assistant dean who helps graduate business students find jobs.
Yes, it's a tough market, but that doesn't mean that the students can't be successful. They have to turn to each other and encourage each other.
Sam Nyberg and Jill Seiber are getting master's degrees in business administration. They graduate in May.
I think there's certainly a buzz about any business school right now that it's not exactly the ideal time to be graduating.
It's on everyone's mind, and even the people that have offers, a lot of them are worried that the offers will be rescinded, which I've heard from some other friends that they actually have. I mean, every day in the newspaper you read about layoffs and you read about mergers, so you never know. There's no real security out there.
Seibert and Nyberg have found jobs.
How are things going? Like, job search.
But as part of a peer program, they are advising others on how to find employment. Nyberg tells students to be flexible.
Definitely go after, like, your dream job, but also know that you should have a plan B and a plan C.
Nyberg says there are opportunities out there. He says it's just a matter of being prepared and selling yourself.
Discussion Forum.
七嘴八舌讨论区。
What do you think of the job market for university graduates?
你如何看待大学生就业形势？
Just look at me. You'll figure out how terrible the job market is now. I've worked at the bank for 8 years, but I still have to face the fact of being laid off. New graduates, you gotta face reality. Getting the ideal job is just a dream.
If the job market is really that competitive, you should plan ahead and accept what you can get. Don't forget the old saying,When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Don't be so picky about your job offers.
I don't think it's a good time to compete with those who want jobs badly now. I plan to continue my postgraduate study. I believe knowledge will lead me to a bright future. My advice is to study the job trends before you pour more money into a bad situation.
Well, students complain that jobs are hard to find every single year. So what? You still have to get prepared for every interview. I often tell my students that you have what it takes. Don't hold your breath, thinking the job will come to you. You must reach out.
Today, many university students are inclined to work in big cities. Actually, there are tons of job opportunities in the rural areas.If university graduates can lower their expectations and develop their working skills step by step, will good job opportunities be far away?
The global economic crisis is expected to drag on for months. Don't blame about the stinky market, but do question about the higher education system. The government should take this expanding labor need into account.When they keep increasing the number of university students who can enroll every year.
Come on, don't be so pessimistic. If you think out of the box, you will find dozens of ways to start a new career. You just have to be patient and keep trying. That's it. Notes. Laid off.
被解雇的
Migrant
移居的
Peer
同辈同龄人
Recession
工商业衰退期
Gravitate
被吸引
Aspiring
有抱负的
Rescind
废除